I tell you, if you would have let me write, if you would have let me write every answer, perfect.
Now they're all saying this is because of the flood, they're leaking. I said, no, you notice how, you notice how this cigar almost puked when I said that? I had him write it all.
Yeah, but they were, I didn't think that, I thought they were on the defensive. I didn't think they were.
They were on the defensive.
Oh, I loved your one-word answer. Give a grand amnesty to the boys who did not.
No, I knew that's what you were going to do. I was asking the question. I said, Jager said, I said, no. No, but don't you think I should say that?
Oh, absolutely. I am no longer.
Don't pussyfoot around about anything.
No explanation. From my point of view, I can't touch the domestic impact. If I could have written every answer, I couldn't have done it as well. It was perfect. It was
you see, Mark, we have to leave hanging out there. I just wonder if you'd like to come in. You're going to have to help us on these things. It's 45,000, is another thing you should know. It's 5,000 more than Larry recommended. So it's 22,500 a month. If you project it, and they'll all do that in the papers tonight. It means we're out of there by the end of August. Now, what I want you to do, what I want you to be sure to do is to target, is to sort of low-key that. Say, now look, fellas, don't project it. Because say, look what the president has said. He said, look, we're going to take a look. We're going to see what the enemy does. You know what I said about that infiltration and the rain?
Beautiful.
That's going to scare the hell out of
that. That was great. And also when you spoke about bombing in the past,
yes, sir.
The newsman doesn't have to pick it up.
See what I mean? You see, Clark, you should tell us on how first of all, we got the best goal for us. The doves are going to be scared to death that we're going to get out on the first of August. Because they'll even know about my house by the first of September. That would have figured out the first of August. First of August.
End of July.
End of July. All right. You see, so you get the doves out. On the other hand, we have got to leave the Ukraine. Well, now the president ordered, because he's so concerned about POWs and the rest, that he, by God, is going to be there. I think you can sell that notion in
Soyuz. Soyuz.
In other words, yeah, it would be tougher than the doves.
Mr. President, you should know that I reached my chance to use that Jerry Ford. I know, but as a courtesy.
I don't know.
Jerry Ford, Bob Griffin, couple of others, but their immediate reaction was good, and I said, President particularly does not want you to speculate or to draw conclusions as to what this means for beyond February 1st, but I said emphasize that it demonstrates the accelerating success of Vietnamization,
correct,
and emphasize that more than 400,000 troops withdrawn to a level of one-fourth of what it was when you took office.
That's right. That brings it up to,
that seemed to be
over 400,000.
I've seen that they were going to zero to about 400,000 on the 140.
You hold their feet to the fire, because you see, here's the point. We don't want to leave the impression that it's only POWs, but we all know this, that unless we have a cloud left there, there is going to be a way to get those POWs back. Got to keep that line there.
What makes it so effective is you've thrown enough hookers in there so that the paranoids in Hanoi, you know, withdrawal rate, you didn't say, you didn't answer the question, what is their aid? So they might figure that in February, I'm talking about Hanoi now, Hanoi might figure that in February you'll say 100 is 200, you'll stop the withdrawal.
You know what's what I did, Mark, another thing, and I know Henry knows it because where I said that, you notice I got away from the rate thing by saying we're at 50,000 in December,
20,000. Oh, yeah, I thought it's
you see, well then, but that shows, well, maybe you, but then, for I also said another thing that's very important, whether you got this here, where I said that the next announcement, and you notice, I didn't say the next announcement, I said before the first year,
whoever goes,
there's plenty of time.
Not a part of
it. I said the next, I said before the first year, I said the next announcement, the next one, the duration of the next announcement, as well as the rate.
I know it. I know
the duration, we get that word down. See, Clark, we may have
a
piece
of the
announcement again.
We may. Or whatever
you do. But I want you to keep the boys on the hook there so that they don't build up the idea that, oh, I just got some men in the office. See my point?
Yes. Other things, President, that I'd like to emphasize, and things with your approval. During your Q&A, you emphasize a given number represents an increasingly large percentage of the remaining total as that total shrinks.
That's
why Henry, well, this is fantastic. When you take 45,000 out of 184,000, that's a lot different than taking 25,000 out of 500,000.
That's 25%.
25%. The danger for a remaining portion is something that you want to constantly get. Because a lot of them don't think these damn things have been happening.
When you announced 150,000, it was a smaller percentage of the force. Actually, but it was over a year anyway, so it's...
That's a good point, you think, Clark, to make.
I think it is, sir. Also, I should say that just as you started to speak, Shelley came to get me to say that the speaker was on the phone. We had a little trouble locating him. He was traveling in Oklahoma. And he said, please tell the president how appreciative I am of your thoughtfulness in calling me to give me this information in advance.
He is a decent fellow.
So thank you, Clark.
He is.
Thank you.
Good
eye.
You had a good fun on that last question, too. That was just sensational. You stuck in everything you wanted to get. I only own, well, you said all I own is real property. So, a good gag at the beginning, don't sell.
Yeah.
And then you play off. Serious. And Sinkey was a man, aren't I? And Sinkey was bad. And then you just rang him up on the war prosperity. You know, you were killing 300 men a week, and we had all those.
Spending 25
men. Well, that's true. You got all that.
And Mrs. I like that remark to Helen Thomas.
Yeah, Mrs. Cornell. Mrs. Cornell. Great gag.
Yeah.
And the perfectly clear thing was great.
But I had the impression they filmed a lot of this, and
they filmed the whole thing.
They filmed it all.
I think they've used a lot.
I wish it had been on TV.
Then use the perfectly clear bit.
That last one, if you only had one answer to use other than the basic point, that last one did it because it not only covered the economy, but covered the goddamn war thing.
I think this was one of the most effective press conferences.
Sure.
But your last two, I mean, the September 16th and this one, from my point of view, from the pure foreign policy point of view, were really major events.
We had one in October.
Well, if you had one in October, it didn't deal much with...
Oh, yes, we had the Russian.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, but that was no problem. They didn't change anything. But the one in September arrested the breakup of...
I think this is a good way to have a press conference, Bob, to go out here and do it like this. Sure, you could be on national television and banging around, and there will come maybe sanctioned. But on the other hand, you could be a little more relaxed here after you hit the things, and we'll get some of those answers on. They'll have the opening announcement all, but you think so far away, because it was only 2 minutes. I ran them all fast today, too.
No, I think they'll have one or two questions.
You think so? No, I did 22 questions after the announcement. About 20 minutes.
If you give more answers like you gave to the MSC question, you can get in 50 questions.
Which one?
The MSC question. If you give more answers.
Boy, that is marvelous.
Sure.
Just that ends that crap because they're starting to talk about MSC now, and I'm glad that's on the record.
Well,
I will accept it.
They're not going to be battling withdrawal rates this weekend, that's for sure.
Well, I can't look here.
We
get the war over it. Of course we'll get it. But you cannot talk amnesty when there are prisoners of war up there and when guys are still dying. Don't you agree?
Absolutely.
You have to talk.
Absolutely. And this is a clear cut issue.
And it's about the Lincoln days. You talk about Lincoln's amnesty. How can you get a goddamn amnesty? He was rough. You can't do that
also, Mr. President,
he was close to Roosevelt. Well, you're still drafting people.
This draws a very clear line between you and the softies like Gene McCarthy and others and people like that.
Yeah,
they like to be able to see a clear-cut difference between you and your...
You can't when people are being drafted, say, you give...
That was my point. Well, even more than that. POW wives.
Yeah.
Or they were a million Vietnam veterans. 2.5 million. 2.5 million Vietnam veterans who went. They have to be very happy to say those couple hundred that went to Canada.
Well, the one good line in the amnesty, if you were one of the good ones,
said that the problem of serving reincarnation in the middle of the Americans. Millions, about 2.5 million Americans chose to serve their country, and 45,000 died for their choice. A few hundred chose to desert their country, and they have to live with their choice.
That's a good one.
That's why 45,000 Americans who chose to serve their country had to die for their choice. A few hundred who chose to desert their country have to live with, that. To live with their choice. That's a very good point to make. I haven't understand myself.
What is the president trying to do? He's trying to hold down military action in this last
thing. The army for having 2 months. I think that was very effective to say, oh, we're going to watch, we're going to let withdraw 2 months.
Well, now that I heard this, Mr. President, you could never have gotten away with 4 months saying you're going to watch infiltration for 4 months. What do you mean, 4 months? What do you mean you watch infiltration?
Also, we prepared the way for making another 2 months.
That's right.
Or 1 month.
You can do anything
can
next
month,
time.
Easily go a month and a month.
Well, I wouldn't recommend that because your peaking trip is... I would go 2 months next time.
I think you could do it. You're set up here where you can do what you want.
I'd go 2 next time.
Well, anyway, they gave those bastards something they brought out there.
You put in another nice one, which is highly ambiguous. It doesn't mean a goddamn thing, but it will, it's good for Hanoi. Where you said, if there's a ceasefire in the settlement, aid can be reduced.
Oh, yeah.
It happened to be one of our proposals.
Aid can be reduced, but I also said we could withdraw forces from around there that would relate to this whole problem.
Well, this was related to, but that was Peking. We'll pick that.
Well, that's what I said that for Peking, because they know that it's there. I'll tell you, one of the best answers, though, was going to that I really think was the best, was when the fellow said, are we going to slide into Cambodia?
That question, yeah. Yes. Beautiful. Beautiful idea.
We made a conscious decision. This is the Nixon doctrine in its purest form. The other is a violation of our rights. I think that was a pretty good point.
I thought it was a great press conference.
Great. Johnson don't like that, exactly. But I saved that a little by saying he can't. You put Kennedy the first one's end.
And you said President Johnson made the decision to bomb the North.
Oh, Johnson won't like it, but...
Well, but it's just the end
of that. Yeah. You aren't running on his platform.
You know, this idea of ending the war, that prick in the back there was asking if we pledge to end the war. Hell, we never pledged to end the war. We just said, when we talk about it, we're talking about ending America's war. They're not there. Who the hell can end
the war? He's talking surrender. That's really what he's talking.
That's what they want.
Yeah. But we may even end it.
You know, we might. Well, I don't think this conference serves you.
No, this conference helped.
Yeah.
This conference.
We got a lot of tough stuff in there.
If we could have written the script only geared to negotiations.
The conference had a high degree, the conference had a very high degree of confidence, did you notice?
Yeah, always.
When
you said another thing you stuck into them, when you said bombing the Tigers, they're all in North Vietnam. And they're not in Laos.
Yeah, I knew they were there.
I know, but...
You knew they were
there. Of course, but what I mean is it's a nice threat. The threat figures there at the border, but in fact, all the passes are on the other side of the border. So you were upset. Hanoi knew what you were saying. That's where our paranoia, their paranoia helps us.
Well, are they scrambling around? It's first rate. They must be bad.
First rate.
They must be
bad. I love that we didn't fight in Vietnam.
How are they reacting?
Good. I mean, they get them.
Oh.
When they get news, they're always... I'm moving this other thing on shore.
Oh, yeah. Well, I want you to move it just this way. The way I want to do it is this. If you want to, take it down so that you get it. Here. What you say is this. Look, the president, you can quote the president, and you should call her. The president thinks this matter is handled in a clumsy way, and has decided that the procedure must be changed. The procedure was set up with the best of intentions. In other words, we have found that it's very embarrassing sometimes through a job, somebody would consider it for a job, to talk to him about the job and then tell him that we couldn't get an FBI clearance. And therefore, before talking to people, therefore, the system was set up whereby, in all cases, in virtually all cases, we have followed the practice, which is really true, of checking with the FBI first before a firm offer, use the word firm offer, of a job was made, so that this embarrassment would be gone. But the president will use
circumstances, and not only, but particularly with the press, but with anybody else, that it should be changed, that the person who is being considered for any kind of a job should be told, so that he, and if he wants to turn it down, he won't go through it, but he must be told, but the president recognizes this has the hazard in it, that individuals are going to be embarrassed when the FBI turns it down. But put it out there. You get my point?
Yes.
Isn't that a good way to do it?
I'm going to say, had you been asked about this today?
Yeah. That I wanted to do it. That this is a point that I wanted to cover. How'd you like Mrs. Cornell?
That was great. Also, it was perfectly clear.
She nearly fell off the chair.
Amnesty? Got the right side.
Misleading. For example, Scali had suggested before the press conference that I might give the background to tomorrow. I do not think I should do it now. You put it exactly right.
It might get it.
There's nothing.
Did you see me? I have any idea.